Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. Here are the top business stories. Automobile sales in the country crashed again by nearly a third in August 2019 over last year, marking the 10th straight month that sales have declined. India's largest car maker, Maruti Suzuki, posted a steep 36% decline in sales in August at 93,173 units compared to units in the same month last year. The cumulative sales of the top six car makers in the country that were declared on Sunday showed a decline of over 29% in August 2019 over 2018. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on Sunday allayed fears of job losses following the proposed merger of public sector banks, saying not even one employee shall be removed following the amalgamation. She was replying to a question on the bank employees' unions opposing the merger plan on the ground it would lead to loss of jobs. Sitharaman on Friday unveiled a mega plan to merge 10 public sector banks into 4 as part of plans to create fewer and stronger global-sized lenders. Flipkart co-founder Binny Bansal has sold additional shares of the company worth $14 million to investor Tiger Global Management. The fresh sale comes after Bansal sold $76 million worth of shares earlier in June this year. The new deal could be a part of an accelerated share sale agreement that was signed at the time of Bansal's exit from the company in November last year. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has refused to acknowledge the growing concerns over the state of Indian economy's health. While addressing a media conference after interacting with tax officials in Chennai, Sitharaman skirted the questions on falling GDP numbers, job losses, and the overall slowdown in the economy. She said that the government is holding consultations with a lot of sectors and industry bodies, and that the concerning reforms are underway and have been announced from time to time. The Income Tax Department yesterday said that it has made history by realizing a record 49,29,000 income tax return filings in a single day. The department also stated that around 1.4 crore ITRs were filed in the last 5 peak days of August. India's gross GST collections slipped below rupees 1 lakh crore to rupees 98,202 crore in August, according to official data released yesterday. Gross revenue collections from the goods and services tax in July stood at rupees 1.02 lakh crore. The August 2019 mop-up was, however, 4.5% higher than the rupees 93,960 crore collected in the same month last year. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Do tune in tomorrow for more business news. Goodbye for now.